Not quite 3 years ago, an innovative youth services program opened its doors in Santa Rosa. Called Voices, for Voice Our Independent Choices for Emancipation Support, the program had begun in Napa in 2007 with a vision of doing things differently for kids who have turned 18 and aged out of foster care.
We are a youth-led, youth-run community center for former foster youth. So we serve youth between the ages of 16 and 24, and we help get them connected to different resources like housing, education, employment. If they need to sign up for food stamps or get enrolled in college, any of that kind of stuff is what we're here to help them get connected to.
Mitch Findlay was a co-founder of Voices. He's now the program's assistant director. By any measure, he says, their expansion into Santa Rosa has been a big success.
Since we've opened in 2009, we've actually served 1,079 kids, which is a lot of youth to come through the doors anywhere. In terms of visits, it's a little over 2,000 youth a year. And from everybody that I've talked to, the way that we collaborate with different agencies, the way that we are youth friendly, they want to be here, they like the atmosphere, they like having other youth staff to be able to connect with. It's just a great place for youth to be and feel connected to something that's bigger than themselves.
Word got around quickly once they opened their doors, and the visiting youth were encouraged to stick around and get involved. A big part of Janessa Lazzaroni's job there, as a program assistant, is boosting that kind of volunteerism.
A large part of what we do when you take away the direct service piece is really trying to give people opportunities to be different and feel connected somewhere, giving them volunteer opportunities, allowing them to be in the center and enjoy the company of staff and peers and work with people in the community who just want to be here and be around young people and offer their knowledge and really involve them in that intergenerational and peer support.
That's the path followed by Sydney Wagner, a new addition to the Voices staff.
When I left home and I moved out of foster care, I was really like, what do? I don't know how to be an adult. I don't know how to do that. And they provide a lot of the resources that I wouldn't know how to find anywhere else. They connected me with my ILP worker. It's an independent living skills program. They connected me with being able to get help with making resumes to find a job, all kinds of resources that elsewise I wouldn't know where to find.
Even as Voices has been setting down roots in Santa Rosa, the organization has also been branching out to another, quite different, additional location. Findlay says their third center, called The Hub, opened in the South Bay last September.
San Jose is kind of an exploration for us, wanting to see if a Voices-like model was possible in a community as big as San Jose. You know, Napa and Santa Rosa are two semi-smaller communities, and they're more on the rural side of things. But San Jose is a huge city. It's an urban setting, and so we wanted to test it out and see if it was just a miracle that it happened in both Napa and Santa Rosa, or if the programming and the way that we've put things together could happen anywhere.
6 months in, he says, the early indications are good that the Voices model can be widely replicated. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.